A Google engineer who slammed the company's diversity program is now out of a job, and Google's trying to contain the damage done after his memo went viral. Google CEO even cut his vacation short and rushed back to corporate headquarters, as NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
CEO Sundar Pichai wrote to employees about the decision to fire James Damore. He says the memo clearly impacted our coworkers, some of whom are hurting and feel judged based on their gender. The memo circulated among some people at Google and found its way to the outside world. It said biological causes may be one of the reasons women aren't represented equally in tech departments and leadership. In addition, Damore said men have a higher drive for status. In his response to Damore's memo, Pichai said that no one at the company should have to prove that they don't fit the stereotype in the memo, that most women are agreeable rather than assertive, showing a lower stress tolerance and being neurotic. In some quarters, the firing was applauded. Tella Whitney is the CEO of the Anita Borg Institute for Women in Technology.
Because this memo had a huge impact on certainly the women at Google, as well as women who would be considering coming to Google.
Whitney, whose organization gets funding from Google, says she respects Damore's right to his opinion, but the way it was expressed troubled her and would end up making a lot of women feel uneasy. So Google calculated it was better to lose one employee.
You've always got to make the trade-off between having an impact on the single individual and the message that you make to the tens of thousands of employees.
Google may, in fact, be making a clear trade-off. Neil Mehotra is a professor at Stanford School of Business. Mehotra has studied how potential employees respond to businesses that take a political position like Google just did. He says for the most part, that is more likely to help Google recruit talent than keep it away.
People probably would not leave Google if they disagreed with the decision, but this would maybe help Google recruit employees who may share their preferences or beliefs on this issue.
In fact, Google needs to recruit more women. Right now, only 20% of its technical staff are female. Meanwhile, the company is under investigation by the U.S. Labor Department for allegedly paying women less than their male counterparts. Google has refused to release its salaries. However, Silicon Valley is also a place that prides itself on being open to diverse opinions because that's what makes it innovative. Mehotra says it's possible this firing will have a chilling effect on the company.
You could say, well, maybe this means that people who are voicing concerns with the decisions of the company won't raise them because they might fear for their jobs. And then sometimes a company depends on people saying, well, this decision that we're being made is not a good decision.
The firing of Damore also drew a lot of flack from conservatives who felt that Google was being too politically correct. Robert P. George, a professor at Princeton, tweeted out, "The culture of intolerance at Google is hardly unique. It exists at most large companies and other elite institutions. Folks are sick of it." And even many of those who agree with the decision to fire Damore think Google should do a better job at finding safe ways for everyone to share their opinions. Laura Seidel, NPR News.